okay? When we start, we were talking about that word queer and mm-hmm. the fact that it had mm-hmm. changed meaning. The word itself, you would say, just to pronounce it.
Yeah, queer.
Okay, but it does suggest homosexual yeah. rather than just stranger.
I'd rather not. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty. What about a man who makes up his mind about something and just won't change it no matter what?
He's stubborn.
Okay. And a person that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. So he sure is mighty...
touchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and somebody like that, you might say, well, I was just joking with him. I didn't know he was going to get...
mad.
A person like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you'd say, well, now just...
just cool it now. I'm sorry.
Okay, or maybe just keep...
keep calm.
Okay. And at the end of the day, if you've been working hard, you say you're mighty...
tired.
What about an extreme case of it? I'm just all...
all give out.
Okay, or all worn...
worn out.
Well, if you hear that somebody is in the hospital, you might say, well, she was looking all right the other day. When was it she...
went to the hospital? When did she get sick?
Sure. Okay. And if a person's been working out in the hot sun and he comes into the air conditioning and after a while his eyes and nose start running, you say, looks like he...
catching cold.
Okay. Or yesterday he...
caught cold.
Okay. And if it affects his voice, you'd say he's...
he's hoarse.
Okay. And does that, he's got a...
cough. Right.
And toward the end of the day, I might say, well, I'm feeling a little bit...
sleepy.
Okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
pop awake.
Okay, I'll what up?
I'll wake up.
Okay. And talking about somebody else who's sleeping, if you don't want him to keep on sleeping, you might tell somebody to go down and...
wake him up.
Okay. All right, if there's some medicine beside your bed, or my bed, mother might come in and say, well, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
But I already...
I already took it.
You're going to have to...
take some more.
Okay. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's stone...
deaf. The old saying is he's deaf.
Yeah. And if I've been working out in the sun, I might come in and take off my shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
sweated.
What would you call a place you might get on your skin, you know, that's kind of sensitive?
Rash.
Well, it's got white stuff inside that you have to mash
that
out.
That pus on it.
Yeah. What would you call a place like that? The whole thing?
A rising?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heard any other word for that?
Ball.
Okay. All right, and if a bee stings me on my hand and it gets bigger, you say my hand did what?
It's swollen. Okay. It swelled up.
Right. Okay. You could almost see it.
Swelling.
Okay, it's going to...
swell more.
Okay. What about this fluid that is inside a blister? What would you call that? When you get a...
water?
Yeah. And in a war, if a person gets shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat the...
wound. Stab wound.
Do you have a word for... a kind of, when a wound doesn't heal cleanly, you know, it mm-hmm. might get infected. And
has proud flesh.
Right. Okay. And this is something that you might put on a cut to prevent infection.
Turpentine? Alcohol?
There's something else that's kind of a dark liquid with a skull and crossbones on the bottle.
Iodine.
Okay. And this is a white, bitter-tasting powder that you used to give for malaria.
Quinine.
Did you ever have to take any?
No.
Okay. All right, talking about a patient who is terminally ill, you might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient...
died.
Okay. What would you say if you didn't want to just come out and say the word died?
Passed away.
Okay. You ever heard any joking words for that?